So today we begin this conversation that is all about cash alignment. And we're really just focused on the one part of that phrase, alignment. Physical reality is an expression of your alignment. We know it is a somewhat common thing to think of alignment in metaphysical terms as being something that you achieve. So over here, you have a pile of dirt, and you don't want a pile of dirt. You want to have a garden. So the theory is that if you bring yourself into alignment with the idea of garden, then you will then find the aligned action to take that will then transform the dirt into a garden. So logically, you might think, well, that means I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy some seeds, and then I'm going to plant the seeds, and then I'm going to water the seeds. And as the season changes, these seeds will then burst forth into the sun, reach up to the sky, and turn themselves into tomato plants. And from a motivational perspective, there's a lot of validity to that. And sometimes that is exactly how this works. That's exactly what you do. You have an image of a garden, and you really do want to bring yourself into alignment with the having of the garden. And in fact, every garden you've ever planted, every cup of soil that where you put just a single bean in it that then became a sprouted plant, you've done this. But the thing we want to remind you of, that's what this entire series is about. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, but there's going to be one thing we're talking about. The amount of time you spent bringing yourself into alignment with the bean sprouting or with the garden actually taking shape can be measured in milliseconds. Motivational ideas and motivational thinking will tell you it took days, and in the terms of a garden, maybe weeks, for this alignment to occur. But the alignment happens almost instantaneously. The big issue that most of you bring to the table is that you think you haven't done anything yet because you're confusing alignment with action and motivation. Planting the seeds because you want to plant the seeds and doing it because it feels better in the doing it of it is what we would suggest, for example. But if the point of having the garden is to get juicy tomatoes and an abundance of zucchini and wonderful, wonderful peppers, and maybe big, huge, gigantic plants of basil, you might want to think about what that's for. If that is so that you can make a beautiful, wonderful, sort of chunky marinara sauce, there may be easier ways to get that marinara sauce. But you may be thinking, well, but I want to eat the vegetables that I grew. And so you might want to think about why you want to do that. And it may very well be that what you want is to, in fact, have your fingers in the soil and be involved with the actual growing of vegetables. And to see them go from little tiny seeds to big, huge, thriving plants. And to feel the passage of time happen through these particular plants. But every single one of you with whom we are speaking happens to live in a reality where that's a hobby. It's not a requirement. You will not starve if you do not plant your garden. You may not enjoy the deliciousness of tasting plants right off of the vine, tasting the fruit right off the vine. But if you want a nice, thick marinara sauce that's filled with chunky vegetables, You can have that tonight. You don't need a garden. You don't need to wait several weeks for tomatoes and basil and zucchini. You have the ability to have that sauce tonight. The reason why we're talking about this in these terms is because many of you believe that making money is like growing a garden, but it's a lot harder. In the same way that the whole point of growing a garden is really to get your hands in the dirt and to have the pleasure of watching the plants mature. You can take that exact, and motivational speakers for years and years and years have taken the exact same metaphor or something similar and said, okay, this is what it takes to grow a business. In fact, they will use that very specific term. This is what it takes to grow a business. But if the point of being in business is to make money, you don't have to be in business to make money. The manifestation of cash, dollars, pounds, euro, whatever the case may be, is actually much simpler than planting seeds in the ground. Even that one little bean in a paper cup filled with soil is a lot harder than the manifestation of cash. You are already in alignment with cash. The milliseconds that it took for that to happen occurred a long time ago, probably when you were a child, probably when someone handed you a silver dollar or a quarter or a florin or whatever it may have been, and said, this is really cool. See this? You can take this and you can buy gum or candy with it. Then they added all the caveats, which we've discussed in other conversations, where they said, but if you hold on to it, it'll become more valuable. Don't spend it all in one place. Be really careful. This is dangerous. Terrible, horrible things can happen to you if you get too much money. You could turn into somebody horrible, like grin out whomever, and then you'll just be a hateful, horrible, terrible person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the real deal was, here's a quarter, here's a florin. This is something you can use. That was the only point of that information, of that transaction. Now, lots of other opinions got thrown in because they were useful to the person who was showing you the deal. And then over time, you adapted and adopted to those and with those particular ideas. The equivalent of that in this culture would be if someone told you the only way you can really eat is if you grow your own food. And there are a handful of people, some of whom you may know, who really would say, oh, there's no way I'm eating anything that came off of a factory farm. If I haven't grown it myself, I'm not eating it because I don't know what's in that food. But for the most part, each of you, all of the time, pretty much have confidence in the ability of those people who grow food to deliver it to your market where you can purchase it in exchange for dollars, pounds, euro, as the case may be. You're in alignment with feeding yourself. It's pretty easy. You're also in alignment with having cash, and it's pretty easy. You just may not be accustomed to letting it be easy because you're trying to figure out how to grow a garden that is a business or how to deal with an employer and what it is that you're supposed to do. And even if neither of those are on the horizon, if you're in this conversation, it's quite likely that you've got to figure out somehow, some way, to do something right in order to make things happen. Cash alignment is already present. Nothing is going to happen that's going to make it better. You're already in alignment with having cash, dollars, pounds, and euro. If you're here in this conversation, regardless of how you got here, This is true. So the first thing we suggest through this series of conversations is that you notice that and you put your attention on it. In the same way that you can go and look in your pantry and see how in alignment you are with having vegetables, whether they're canned or frozen or in the bin, in the refrigerator, or sitting on the counter. You can go and see how you are in alignment with having wonderful, delicious pasta. You can go and see how you're in alignment with having wonderful, delicious bacon. You can go and see how you're in alignment with having wonderful, delicious dairy products such as cheese or ice cream. You can go and see how you're in alignment with having the product of beans from trees far away, like coffee and chocolate. You can go and see how you're in alignment with having the product of leaves from far away, such as tea. You've got a whole huge, gigantic, most likely, array of wildly disparate spices that come from perhaps every continent of the globe, minus Antarctica. If you've got pepper, if you have basil, if you have marjoram, if you have any kind of anything like coriander or cumino, you've got more than people 300 or 400 years ago would have ever dreamed possible. You're in alignment with all of that. That's why you have it. And you may say, well, I was born like this, or this is the way it is, and it's just easily available. This is your reality that you're manifesting. It's easily available because you say it's easily available. If you look at your pantry, even if it's bare, it's still not completely empty. There's always something, and it's relatively easy to get to more of it. The manifestation of cash is no different than the manifestation of broccoli. It's very easy. If you made broccoli a really big deal, then there would be workshops on how to make more broccoli. But since you don't, there may be somewhere down the road someone who has occasionally a conversation about how to grow broccoli the best and what the best tools are and the best amendments to the soil and all that sort of thing. But the truth is, each and every one of you are in alignment with having a plentitude of wonderful, delicious, tasty morsels from all over the world. And they come to you easily and pretty near effortlessly. Cash is exactly the same way, and today would be a really good time to notice how you are in alignment with having cash. If you will look in your purse, in your wallet, in your coffee can in the freezer, if you will look under the floorboards, if you will look inside your mattress, if you will look online at the bank accounts, you will see a plentitude of cash. You already have it. You may be in a fight with it to try to get it to convince you that you're okay. You don't do that with food. It's interesting. You never once tried to tell broccoli, grow more and get bigger so that I can be convinced that there's going to be more food later. You never once take a shaker of salt and say, this is the single most important mineral on planet Earth. Please, please, please convince me that there's going to be more of you. But you do that with money. And so as a reminder, each of you has likely heard us say this before, but we'll say it once again. Cash is what you have. Money is what you are afraid of. Money is what you're afraid will not be enough of. Money is what you have resentment about for not being plentiful in the past. But cash, that's what is in your hands. That's what's in your wallet. That's what's online to your credit in your accounts. You have a plentitude of cash right now, even if you have just a penny. And if that's the only thing you have a plentitude. In the same way that we could say that if your cupboard was bare and all you had was a sack of beans, you still have a plentitude of morsels. things that you can eat right now or in the very near future. So, this is where we begin. This is where everything starts. One of the things that we want to remind you is that you're in the right place at the right time and in the right way. And one of the rightnesses that you are in the midst of having, besides the right time and the right place and in the right method, the right manner, the right way, the right people, you also have the right cash, dollars, pounds, and euro. If you look at what you have and you make it wrong, you're not helping yourself. We know that each of you believes, to some extent, that by making what you have wrong, then you'll know what to do right. But that isn't the case. The case is pretty simple. You have a plentitude right now. And as much as you have right here, right now, on the table, in your hot little hand, in your pocket, in your wallet, in your purse, in the freezer, in the coffee can, under the floorboard, and in the mattress, and definitely online, to your credit, in all of these accounts, there's more and more and more to be had. Cash alignment means letting it happen. And that we highly recommend. So today, our suggestion is that you notice how much you have. Just spend a little bit of time, it doesn't matter how long, noticing how much it is that you have. And noticing that you are in the right place at the right time and in the right way with the right amount of cash, dollars, pounds, and euro to your credit right here and right now. And as wonderful as this is, and as amazing as this is, and as astonishingly delicious as this is, there's only going to be more and more and more from here. So, we'll leave you with that. We thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, very wonderful, and very delightful indeed.